Visit ChooseNissan.com. Test drive at your local Nissan dealer today. This week's open house interview is presented by Weichert. Invite us in. We'll bring results.
You just heard from a key playmaker in the Jets offense, and now I'm joined by a key cog on the Jets defense, and that's outside linebacker Kelvin Pace. Kelvin, thank you for coming into the studio right after practice. Miami Dolphins week, arrival, award awards, I think have been going on for a number of weeks between these two teams, huh?
Yeah, probably more so on their part than ours, but it's a rivalry. Key game for us because trying to be 3-1 in the division, so it's a must win. So we just got to go out there and play our game and let the chips fall where they may.
How quickly do you put the New England loss behind you guys? How long did it take to say, okay, that game's in the past now, we got to move on? Because looking at it, even though you guys didn't score the victory, when you look at that game on film, you did a lot of good things.
Yeah, we did. I think there's a lot of positives to take from every side of the ball. But I think once that whistle blew, we said we had to stay in the locker room. It was time to move on. And, I think we knew the challenge that we was going to face this coming up Sunday. So we had to move on. But again, we did some good things. It just wasn't good enough. And, you know, you just got to go out there and try to get one this weekend.
Now the challenge this weekend, Miami Dolphins come to town, Ryan Tannehill, rookie quarterback, but I think their offense starts with Reggie Bush when you think about the Dolphins. What about the challenges about playing him? And you talked about it before, you said maybe they do some more of the talking. Is he a talker on the field?
I haven't heard much from him. Before this year, you know, Reggie Bush wasn't really too much of a factor. But he's having a good year. And he said some things about Revis or whatnot, and I think he took something that I said about trying to get him out of the game the wrong way. But that being said, he's doing a nice job for him. I think with just being an explosive playmaker, you know, every time he touches the ball, he's got a chance to go to the house. So part of my job is to keep him bottled up, you know, knock him back in to Dave or DeMario. And I'm confident we'll do that. We just have to settle in and play our game.
You said part of your job is making sure that Reggie Bush is bottled up, or any running back for that matter. Fans ask me this all the time. How would you define setting the edge?
Setting the edge is just keeping everything inside of you. Normally, when you say if you got a guy like Reggie Bush, I think he's more dangerous when he hits the edge. Because then when he gets on the outside of the defense, it's basically just you're dealing with corners and safeties. So setting the edge is being stout at the point on the tight end and making the cut back in to either one of the defensive ends, the D-tackles, or Dave or DeMario inside.
And you do that, I think, as well as anybody in the National Football League. How has this year been for you individually through 7 weeks?
It's been an odd year in the sense that we haven't started how we normally start defensively, so we kind of had to. I think every man had to kind of individually go back and kind of assess how we're playing. It wasn't good enough technique-wise. We weren't practicing as well, and I think we kind of just came to a sense ahead to say we got to get better, and it starts at the beginning of the week at practice. And I think we started practicing better and just kind of gelling better. Because I mean, we're dealing with having to. Moe is a big cog in the defense now. You got Quentin, who's starting. This time last year, he was, you know, a senior in college.
Preparing for NC State.
So, it's challenges that every team eventually has to deal with. You're going to, you regroup with younger people, and I don't know if they knew how the defense exactly worked. But, you know, the good thing about what's going on here is we all stuck together. And it was never any pointing fingers. I think everybody kind of just accepted, hey, everybody has to get better. And especially with losing Darrell, everybody had to step their level of play up that much more. So I just think everybody's kind of just taking onus on themselves just to be better.
Did you guys ever lose confidence at all? Everybody wrote you off on the outside. I'm serious. I'm looking at a lot of folks out there right now and says, oh, Revis is out, Santonio's out. Then San Francisco came in here to MetLife Stadium, and they embarrassed you guys. And you guys said that to a man. So, but did anybody inside the locker room, did they ever say, well, maybe it's not our year?
No. I mean, you know, it's Being in New York is not a type of place where you can say this just in our year, because, you know, it's a tough environment in the sense that people will let you know when things aren't going well. So as tough as it is as a professional athlete, sometimes you have to tip your hat to the other team. San Francisco was, to me, either one or two of the best teams in the league. You know, they play well together. And, you know, we got mashed, man. So I just think, you know, you take that experience and you grow from it. The easiest thing is to just go and say, ah, man, you know, it's over. I mean, hey, you got 12 more games left, and you play like that, you're looking at a top three pick, you know. So I think everybody just came back to work and said, we're going to get better and we're going to keep pushing forward.
And you seem like a guy who's always led by example. And you'll talk, but I don't think you're a guy who's screaming left and right out there, leading by example. And a lot of young guys on this team seem to be developing. You mentioned Quentin Copel's before, and Maurice actually writes in and asks this question. How do you feel how Copel's is growing into the system?
He's doing well. I mean, as a rookie, any position is tough because now you're playing against the best. And a lot of times in college, you're the best. So you can get away with doing a lot of different things in a sense that your technique might not be good on one play, but you can still go make a sack. Now you have to practice, because the way you practice is going to be the way you play. So I think he's done a good job of realizing that he's got to practice better, and it's translating to him making a lot more plays in the game. I mean, there's a reason why he's All-American. He was, you know, top 20 pick. I mean, that's the talent's there. But it's just about just the professionalism, just, you know, whether it be studying or talking to some of the vets or, you know, practicing better. And he's getting better, and he's got Pro Bowl talent. I mean, it's just a matter of time before it just clicks and it's every down for him.
You mentioned DeMario before. He got extended playing time on defense against the Patriots. Obviously, Bart is really battling it out right now with that severe toe injury that's limited him. But what do you think about DeMario and how he's come up?
Well, the one thing about DeMario, he's a worker. You know, he works hard every day. I was pleasantly surprised of the way he handled New England. I mean, you know, you're dealing with some serious stuff with, you know, the tight ends that they have, the Welkers, the Brandon Lloyds, and I think he got in there and held his own. You know, this week is a little different animal in the sense that you got to hurry up. They're a little bit more physical running game. So he'll be fine. You know, it's just he just kind of got to, like, we all have to do, put last week behind him and move forward in this week. And I have confidence in him. I think he's ready to go.
You guys only gave up 19 points to the Patriots. I thought you played really well the second half against the Texans. You really shut down their run game. And then you came back and you really took care of business against the Indianapolis Colts, shutting down Andrew Luck and company. Have you guys, since Revis went out, played more zone than you had in the past? Because you're asked to do everything on this team. You're a guy who's asked to do everything. You got to set the edge. You got to be a key cog in the run game. You got to rush the passer. And they also count on you to cover a lot.
Yeah. I tell people I'm kind of the jack of all trades. And it's tough, man. But, you know, I get a lot of the, I'm not going to say dirty work, but just the jobs that sometimes don't get a lot of notoriety. But it makes other people's jobs easier. So, you know, that's what I'm called on to do, and I try to take pride in doing that to the best of my ability. But, you know, moving forward, it's just since Revis did go down, I think we have we kind of had to reorganize some things defensively. And I'm not going to say we're not playing as much man, but we're doing, you know, some different things to kind of help some guys out. And it's working. You know, I think our secondary has played phenomenal since the San Francisco game. Proud of a lot of those guys, a lot of guys who most people haven't heard of, but they've went in there and played against some good competition and held their own. So it's going to just keep, we're going to have to keep building on that.
You mentioned some guys who stepped up in the secondary, and we all know Antonio Cromartie's playing at a Pro Bowl level, and he should be in Hawaii this year, especially after Revis went out. It seemed like he thrived with that opportunity to be the man. Kyle Wilson doesn't get a lot of credit, but he's come in, he stepped in and played on the outside, now doing well. Isaiah Trufant played his butt off against the New England Patriots. And I got to talk about the safeties a little bit. I got to ask you about LeRon Landry. What's it been like playing with LeRon so far?
It's been a good experience. You know, he is a guy I've kind of had a chance to watch since he was in college, and he went to Washington. I just think the key thing with LeRon is he's just been healthy. A healthy LeRon Landry is a problem for a lot of offenses because he's a physical guy. But, you know, he can cover on the back end. So in this defense, we need safeties like that who can feel when asked to do so but still, you know, cover. So, you know, he's been a pleasant surprise.
You guys have had a lot of success against rookie quarterbacks with Rex.
Right.
You haven't lost a game to a rookie quarterback. You beat Tannehill, and I know that was a struggle that first game down in South Florida. What can you show, without giving us the game plan, what can you show him a little bit differently, or what must you do this week against him?
Well, I don't necessarily know if it's about showing him anything differently. I just think the beauty of it is we played him once before in hot, muggy Miami. And like you said, it was a struggle. But, I just think we're kind of just more prepared of the tempo of the offense. We kind of know, you know, the running game, how they're trying to do things. And I just think just the familiarity, because they do have a new coach. And that sometimes it's hard because you don't know how he's going to attack you. But I just think we're just a lot more comfortable in facing the offense. And at the end of the day, we can't shoot ourselves in the foot with mistakes. And it's just about who makes more plays.
And the pass rush, I know everybody's caught up with sacks, but just as an important number that nobody at home seems to be keeping track of is quarterback hurries. You lead the team with 17. And how important is it not only to get a sack, but getting there, making sure that guy gets off his spot?
Yeah. Well, it's very important. You know, you face different types of quarterbacks. This guy, Ryan Tannehill, is a pretty athletic quarterback. So he's athletic enough for him to play wide receiver in college. So that speaks volumes. But, you know, going back to last week, you're facing the first ballot Hall of Famer. But if you set up and let him, you know, with a clean pocket throw the ball, he's money every time. But just trying to get him off that spot a little bit and make him a little nervous, it helps the guys on the back end. And I tell people all the time, man, trust me, I wish I had 10 sacks instead of 17 hurries. But the fact of the matter is when teams play our defense, a lot of times it's quick throws. And it's tough because it's frustrating for me because you're trying to get there, but as soon as you get there, the ball's out of quarterback's hands. And no offense is going to let their quarterback just sit there and keep getting hit and hit and hit. So, you know, it's one of the things to catch 22 is do you want the sack or do you want the hurry? I'd love to have the sack, but the hurry is just important. So, you know, it is what it is, and hopefully the numbers will pick up for myself and everybody else.
Yeah, you've had some huge hits over the years. So lastly, before you get out of here, off season, in the past, you've done some mixed martial arts. Mm-hmm. Did you do a little bit again this year? Because I know you've been caught up in some of that training. You know? And what's that like?
Yeah, well, this past off season, I didn't do it as much. I couldn't get in contact with my guy. But I just did the boxing. And I like to do it for the hand speed and the cardio. You know, boxers are always in phenomenal shape, just the stuff they have to do to try to get ready for a match.
Are you getting anybody to spar with you?
No, I wouldn't want to get in there with you. Man, I hadn't taken a punch in so long. I'm scared about getting hit, but, you know, just hitting the mitts, doing the rounds, you know, the three-minute rounds. So it might do 10 three-minute rounds, something like that. But, no, I'm not.
And how much you at? How much you weigh?
I say at the most we went 10 three-minute rounds, just spaced it out, but, you know.
And what's your weight?
Oh, my weight? Yeah. Oh, currently I'm right about 260.
260, yeah. Nobody's ever going to want to get in a ring and spar with guy at 260. Man. No way. Well, Kelvin Pace, thanks so much for joining us.
Click ChooseNissan.com for every new Nissan. Click ChooseNissan.com for every local offer. Click ChooseNissan.com for every local dealer. Click ChooseNissan.com today.